Welcome to the Power of Your Story Virtual Summit. We are so excited to welcome you on this journey to amplify your impact, skyrocket your business, and change lives through the power of your unique story. Be sure to listen to the daily prayer along with the speaker sessions and participate in the daily challenge to receive not just inspiring information, but to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And don't forget to download the free gifts provided by each speaker, which is an opportunity to go deeper on what they shared. Enjoy this session of the Power of Your Story Virtual Summit. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to this session of the Power of Your Story Summit. I'm excited for our next guest speaker because it's somebody I just met. I love meeting new people and learning from new people and getting to have great conversations with new individuals. So I'm excited to welcome Marsha Evans. Marsha Evans is the visionary founder of Willow Tree Counseling and Educational Center, LLC, and she is a licensed professional counselor, renowned for her holistic and integrative approach to mental health. With a rich background spanning over 17 years, Marsha specializes in guiding women, children, and families through the complex landscapes of life's various stages. Her expertise extends beyond traditional counseling techniques. She skillfully combines cognitive behavioral strategies, play therapy. You're like the third person recently that I've heard talk about play therapy, so that's always exciting. Play therapy and trauma-involved care with yoga, mindfulness, energetic body dialogue, Reiki, and to provide a healing environment for her clients. Marsha's practice is dedicated to nurturing growth, healing, and resilience, helping each client unlock their potential and pave the way for personal transformation and wellness. Her unique blend of therapeutic modalities ensures that all aspects of well-being are addressed, making her a trusted ally in the journey towards mental and emotional health. Welcome to the summit, Marsha Evans.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I am so excited. I love meeting people. I'd love, like, when I'm on the other end where you're at and then I get to meet people, I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to hear the story. So thank you for having me. Thank you.
Absolutely. So I always see things that, you know, kind of stand out in people's bio, and play therapy, as I mentioned, I just recently met, I think, a therapist, and she talks about play therapy. But I think for her particular practice, it was for kids. Like, it was, she said it's the way that kids express themselves. So I was just curious, is it play therapy for adults or play therapy for kids?
So when I first started my career, even in grad school, we had like some play therapy trainings, and I said, oh my gosh, I really have to become certified in play therapy. So my youngest client that I've worked with that did play therapy was 3. And my oldest client was 68 at the time.
Wow.
So sometimes as we age, right, we don't necessarily want to talk about our story. And play therapy, integrative arts and stuff like that, it gives a medium for us to express, and we don't necessarily have to talk about it, because when we talk about it, we're usually in our head, but when we express it, we're usually in our body.
Gotcha.
And our bodies, then we can allow, because our body keeps the score, keeps the story. So then we're allowed to get it up and out and what no longer serves us.
Yeah.
So play therapy for me, I'll integrate it into my practice, you know, my practice with a client. If I'm doing a sound healing, a sound bath, I just implement it because it will take us back to a certain, a lot of times it'll take us back to a certain age. And at that certain age, we're a little bit more vulnerable, because as we get older, sometimes we harden and our heart has this wall. So,
I love that. I was fascinated. So it's so good to know that play therapy can be for adults, right? And older people. It's not limited. Like, her practice was for people that were, I think, to their 20s, I think she said, like young to their 20s. So yeah, play therapy. And I love how it ties into telling your story, which is what the summit is all about. Yes, so Before we get started into the content for today, I'd also love for you to share a fun fact or an interesting fact about yourself. Sometimes people really connect with those weird or interesting things about people. So I always kind of put the speakers on the spot and say, okay, share a fun or interesting fact about yourself that you would love the audience to know.
So a fun fact, when I was 30, I wanted to drive on the Autobahn. And so I went to Germany and I drove the Autobahn. I think I rented a BMW because sometimes I like speed, right? And so that was like probably the most constructive way that I could speed without getting in trouble, because when you come into towns, that's when the speed limit, they have a speed limit when you're coming into a town or whatever. So when I was turning 30, I wanted to go to Germany and drive on the Autobahn. And so I did
That
that.
is amazing. So speed and adventure, those must be some of your core values. Speed and adventure, right?
Adventure is, it's really, I just came back from Costa Rica. I went hiking in the jungle.
For you.
I just that, and knowledge. I learned so much about the land and how Jamaicans came over and like helped on the road. Just and went to Limon. Just I was amongst the people, and so
Yes,
I
I
really,
love that. I
yes.
love that. So thank you for sharing that interesting fun fact with us. So as you know, this particular summit is all about the power of your story. Everyone has a story, and everyone's story is actually very powerful. But why do you feel that someone's story is powerful? Why should we even stop and take time to create a whole summit about the power of your story? Why do you feel that someone's story is powerful?
I feel that somebody's story is powerful. One is because you get to be a witness to their world, to what they, their journey, right? And also what you're, two, you get to learn lessons that you don't have to necessarily go down the road. And I think that's really important. So something that my mom always used to tell me is like, hey, Marcia, don't recreate the wheel, right? Look at other people, listen to other people's stories. And how, what can you learn from there? And three, I think what's really important is that when you listen to someone's story, you get to tap into their culture, into their family. You get to learn so much. So something that I wanted to be is like a cultural ethnographer. I love anthropology. I love story time, and I love to sit and just be around people telling their stories. And so I travel, I like traveling. And just by listening to a person's story, I get to see the world in a different way. And then it doesn't allow, like, my biases. We all have biases from a biological standpoint, the in-group and the out-group. But when you expand your vision to listen to somebody's story, then the judgment goes away, it fades away. But also you're giving the platform for somebody to tell their story, for them to know that they're important, and you are taking bits of their gems and you're embedding it in yourself. So whoever's story you listen to, you're actually navigating the world with their story.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
love that. It's
Yeah.
all about perspective, right? That what stood out is that witness their world. That's like powerful. Wow, you get to witness someone's world, understand things from their perspective by simply hearing their story. And as you were speaking, it reminded me of like back in the days where people just like back in the tribe days, where the way that they actually shared was just through telling stories, right? Verbally telling stories to each other that was passed down generation to generation before things were even written. So that's the power of story, being able to share that with generation through generation and really witnessing the world through their eyes. So I
Right.
love that. So your particular session is under the category of share your story. We have the art of storytelling, monetizing your story, and share your story. So tell us a little bit more about why you selected the share your story part. Why do you think, I know we kind of talked a little bit about this already, but to go a little bit deeper, why do you think it's important to actually share your story, right? Why do we need to witness the world of other people, right? Why do we need to share the story to be more impactful?
Yeah, so I think the importance of sharing stories is that I think it's important to be the narrator of your story. There's so many people who are narrating other people's stories that You have a third speaker, you have a second speaker. And so if you can narrate your story and speak and share, there's power in those words. There's power to the ability to release it. And you can stand in, sometimes I talk about, like, do we want to play the victim, or do we want to just look at it as our story is like a quilt and there's patches on the quilt. And so sometimes there might be a patch that the string is like unwoven, right? But it's still a part of your quilt. And how do you just embrace what really may have happened, good, bad, or indifferent? When you can embrace your story, then the world can hear the vibrations of your words, and it's a lullaby, it's harmony. And so it's really important to tell your story, because people can minimize you. And if you don't tell your story, they get to tell others what your story is. And so it's really important for everybody to understand that. Let yourself be the narrator, because who else can be the best narrator of your story? And sometimes you don't have to go and run to tell your story to people to get the points of, like, I'm worthy, I'm valuable. Just sharing your story, like we're sharing now, talking now and how we talked before, there's power in that. Right. And we connected on Jamaica and, and just those things of connecting. So now for me, there's a certain respect that I have for you that I wouldn't have known if we didn't open up before we started. And so it's being the narrator, because sometimes we come into this world as our parents wanting to narrate us. And not, but our parents want to narrate, like, you're going to go down the street, you're going to play with this person, or you're going to go do this. But what if you didn't want to? What if you wanted to go, go in the woods and go play, and how do you, I think it's the narration. Being able to narrate the story is really important, because your story is what makes you you.
Yeah, I love that. So true. And as you were speaking, I was thinking about when people say, I wanted to control the narrative. Like, if you think of a famous person and maybe they're going through a scandal or a big media outlet's going to push a story out about them and they decide to come out and share the story for themselves. And a lot of times it's under the premise or title of, I wanted to control the narrative. So instead of someone else telling this story and breaking it to the public, I don't know why I'm thinking celebrity, right? Instead of the celebrity being on whatever media outlet and them telling the story for them, they're like, I wasn't comfortable. I didn't want to come out in public about it, but I wanted to control the narrative, so I'm sharing the story so
Right.
that you guys don't hear it secondhand or you guys don't hear it from this media outlet. So I don't know why my brain went into celebrity status about
Yeah.
sharing your controlling your narrative,
Right.
right?
Yeah.
Exactly. So your particular topic is all about carrying the unspoken, releasing the body's story through voice. So I'd love for you to share a little bit more about what that means, carrying the unspoken and releasing the body's story through voice.
Yes. So carrying the unspoken, so it kind of goes back to, we kind of talked a little bit about this, but generationally, right? There are things that get passed down from generations. There's looks, there's intelligence, right? And those are the ones that we can see or be like, oh my gosh, right? Reminds me of grandmother or my great uncle. But carrying the unspoken, the burdens, the trauma, right? In the lineage. And so I can say this, things can, jump generations, or say there's an excluded member in your grandmother's generation, and they excluded that person because they weren't living the way the family system was living. But that energy goes down into your generations and the next generation or two. So you might be feeling a certain type of way, and it might not be a part of your personality, and not knowing what that feels like. And so you can be carrying the unspoken of, I can say this, I'm Black, right? But my great grandmother is biracial. My parents, of course, are Black. But I always felt like I wasn't Black enough, and I knew I wasn't white. Right. But there was things that I enjoyed from a cultural perspective that many of Black people did not go. You didn't see many Black faces or brown faces. And so what I started to find out was my great grandmother didn't feel like she blended in with Black people herself.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I found out my great grandmother wasn't really accepted by her family, she's
Yeah.
the one who, my great great grandmother, she's the one who had seven children by a Confederate white soldier. And it was like she was so loved by, you had seven children by this man, right?
Right.
There had to be love, but it was also that they weren't, they couldn't be together. So they're Black and white. So when I think about the unspoken, that stuff wasn't spoken about, but I felt it, right? I felt it. So I carried the unspoken, not knowing what it was. So what I did was I stepped back and I just didn't engage with people because I just felt like an outcast. And it's really important sometimes just to sit. I used to sit with older people in my family, just the wisdom, so you can start piecing some stories together or just asking people about it so you can understand what are you carrying? What does that look like? Where silence in one family may be a form of rejection, silence in another may be a form of that's how we stay safe. And so it's really paying attention to what are the themes in your family system that you might be carrying forward that may be impacting the way you interact with the world today.
That is so super powerful. A couple of things came up as you were sharing that. And the first one is I heard a while ago that we have trauma in our DNA. And that knocked my socks off, right? I was like, because it's exactly like you think about. Yeah, when I think about DNA, it's like, oh, I may have the same nose as my great grandmother, or the same eye shape, or even the same color as, down my father's line or whatever. That I can wrap my brain around and understand the DNA concept behind that. But when I heard the terminology, you have trauma in your DNA, I was like, so it's not just about physical aspects that you can see, nose, eyes, ears, hair that you've gotten through your DNA line, but actual trauma, things that have happened throughout your family is now in your DNA and you didn't even know about it. So I love that you're sharing that because it's the same concept with feelings. I haven't heard it from a perspective that you've shared that you have strong feelings in your DNA or in your family line that are carried down to you and may even be a burden. Strong things. These are the unspoken things that we're carrying, right?
Yes. Yeah. And so it's interesting you talk about trauma, right? You have seven generations of trauma in your DNA. Like there's seven, you carry it's seven generations. And
Wow.
also, your eggs are to get people, your eggs are created in your grandmother. So whatever your grandmother is carrying when she's carrying your mother, you are feeling that. That's you're carrying something unspoken. So if your grandmother, so my grandmother lost my grandfather when my mom was five, but if there was turmoil when she, my mom was created, when I was created, my eggs were created, when my grandmother created my mother, I'm feeling the emotion in my mom, my grandmother's story. It's in me and I don't know. So if I feel abandoned, if I feel certain something and I've never felt and I've never experienced abandonment because I felt it, I have felt it, but I have both of my parents, right? The both of my parents don't have, my mom lost her dad at five. My dad didn't know his dad at all. I felt that. And there was a sense of loss. And I'm like, where, what's going on?
Where's it coming from, right?
Right. And I had to work on that, but also I attracted the people who had, it was almost like, I don't like using this word sometimes, but it was a trauma bond of, oh my gosh, you had lost too, but my loss is not in my generation. It's not in me, right? It's in my parents and behind me. So it often looks different and almost sometimes it may look like I'm fraudulent, but I just can experience it. I experience it one generation removed. Yeah. And so that is carrying the unspoken and then being able to release it, the body, like release it through voice. So sometimes releasing it through voice can be singing. Sometimes it could be mantras, just like being able to sometimes it could be the felt experience, right? It can be through voice, it could be through movement. But letting it come up and out through breath. It could be breath work, because what you're doing is resetting your autonomic nervous system and you're allowing yourself to be in this moment. So when we breathe, you can decide if you want to be in rest and digest, or you want to be in flight, fight, or
Light.
flee. Yep. And so, do you want to fight? Do you want to flee? Do you want to freeze? But through breathing, that gives you the opportunity to choose. And
Yeah.
so when you can choose, then you can choose through your voice of how you want to release what you've been carrying that's not been spoken about.
Yeah, so I love that when you said it's funny when you said breathing, I just felt myself breathing in deeply, right? That breath starts coming into your body, and it's like just through breathing, there's a sense of release. But I love that you talked about it can be all different ways. It could be movement, it could be voice, but in particular, we're talking about releasing the body's stories.
Yes.
So how we actually share the stories is a
Right.
form of release, right? So share a little bit more about
Yeah.
why story is release form too.
Right. So sharing the story, right? Once I started realizing I had to actually come to my family's land to be able to download and upload so much. So where I'm currently located, there's 3 out of 4 family cemeteries that I can walk to on the road that I live on. And by just speaking and releasing the body's story, releasing what it's holding on to, there's heaviness that came up off me that I didn't. It was almost like going from nonverbal to now verbal. Being able to learn the words that are of the story that's stored in my body, now I can put the story on a piece of paper. It's not consumed in my body. I can now say, oh man, I have on white fingernail polish. Okay, that's what this is what this story is, right? And now I can put those words on the piece of paper. I can verbally communicate the story that I've been walking with. And I can now it's broadcast. It goes back to being the narrative, the narrator of the story. And it can bring power from that. You get to choose, just like through breathing, you get to choose, hey, what do you want to subscribe to? How are you going to be the weather person, the weather woman, the weatherman of your day, of your story? So is your story going to bring gloom and doom, or is your story going to be sunshine, or is it going to be partly cloudy, or is it going to be partly sunny? Because those are the two same. And for me, I feel like those are the same things. It just depends on how you're going to look at the story today and how you're going to say it. And so partly cloudy and partly sunny, it's just like in your story, in your body having the story, how are you going to release your story through your voice?
Yeah, I love that. And it also reminded me of like releasing through the spoken word, like you talked about through your voice, or releasing through the written word, right? So you can release a lot of people talk about just journaling and getting the thoughts out of your head and on a piece of paper is a form of releasing that story. So you're using the written word as your voice in that case, or when you're speaking it, then it's the verbal word, right? It's a spoken word, but it's being shared through your voice.
One thing I did, some I had gone through a really rough patch in life, and this period, and for maybe 5 days I had minimal distraction. I was away. It was like during COVID. I was in another part of the world, and I had forgotten like all my credit cards on accident, right? I only had like So I couldn't do much, right? And so I recorded myself. And it was, I recorded myself because I wanted to release where I was. And I have to tell you, looking back on the recordings, even now, it was therapeutic. I got to release this story. And once I started releasing the story, I was then able to make choices and decisions. Like when I did that, when I came back into the country, I decided to sell my house and move because, yes, it cleared so much for me that if I didn't do that, I don't think I would be where I am today.
Yeah, it reminds me of a coach that talks about first you need to release before you receive and then you rise, right? So you're releasing, you're receiving the new thing, and then you're rising to the next level. So release, receive, and rise. So I love that. So good. So I did want to also talk about or end on this one note. What one thing would you suggest to someone to step into the power of their story? So we may have people listening to the summit and they know they have a powerful story. They know maybe they've stored it up in their body in some way, shape, or form. What would be the words of encouragement, some words of inspiration? Maybe it could be one word, or maybe it could be a phrase or a sentence that you would use to encourage someone to step into the power of their particular story.
Yeah. So there's only one you, and God gave you the gifts that you have. So if you're not telling your story, you're not sharing the gifts that God gave you. I'm not who I am. Like, I need that person. Am I, even if I don't interact with that person, the person who's listening, that you are here for a reason and your story has a purpose. So imagine you have this magic and these gifts, and if you're not sharing them, then what are you doing? Have a purpose, and your story is the first purpose. The world is not going to go around. The world, when you share, the world is a better place.
You're making that difference. Yeah, it reminds me of the scripture verse about the talents, right? And about burying your talents. So the one person was like not telling their story, not sharing their story, they're not doing the things, right? And God was very disappointed. Like, how can you have a ripple effect? How can you have an impact? How can you make a difference if you're burying your story? Your unique story. So I love that. That's the word of encouragement you have for someone to step into the power of their story. So if somebody wants to learn more about you, about the work that you do in the world, I'd love for you to share a little bit more about how you help people and then how people can connect with you.
Yes. So how I help people is that I man, I do a bunch of things, right? But how I help people is I read in between their lines and I bring their blind spots to the forefront and I help them reach their fullest potential, whatever that is, and not even fullest potential the way that we think. It's really finding balance and peace. And making sure that they're living the most fulfilled life that they want, not what society says, not what their community says, whatever it feels like inside. And so, through that, how I get there is we have story time. It's story time. When you first start working with me, it's story time. And I've worked with families, I've seen three generations be able to, I've guided them towards healing. And it's beautiful. I've been a witness of that, right? And help facilitate that.
I love
So where
that.
people can, yeah, it's pretty dope. It's pretty amazing.
We definitely all have blind spots. There's certain things that we're not aware of until we actually start writing the story, telling the story, embracing the story. That's another thing that you said. That we realize these blind spots that we probably didn't even realize or know before. So I love that that's the work that you do in the world. And how can people connect with you?
Yes, so people can connect with me, MarshaListens.com, and also I'm on YouTube as Marsha Listens, where I provide techniques and tools just to help us on a journey. Like wellness for me, when I think about wellness incorporates emotional, spiritual, occupational, social, financial. And on my YouTube channel, I interview different wellness people, practitioners, and I put things that just because we're all approaching things differently, because we have our own story and our family story, we look at things differently. And so, in that space, there's all things wellness, which I think is all things life. And yeah, that's where people can find me.
Awesome. Definitely connect with her on YouTube, on the socials, and connect with her for the amazing work that she's doing in the world. So thank you so much, Marsha Evans, for being on the Power of Your Story Summit.
Thank you for listening to this session of the Power of Your Story Virtual Summit. If you haven't already, be sure to listen to the daily prayer at the top of the page and make sure you check out the daily challenge. The challenges are specific to each category and are located at the bottom of the page. Are you thinking that you won't be able to listen to, learn from, or enjoy each of the 24 interview sessions? No worries. Simply upgrade to the Power of Your Story All Access Premium Pass. You'll get lifetime access to all 24 recordings, plus the Power of Your Story swag bag worth over $2,555. There's no better time than right now to create and promote your story and skyrocket your business, and you'll have access to the tools you need forever. Click the link to upgrade right here on the page. Thank you again, and stay tuned for the next speaker.